The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ROSS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROSS only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings. $150, by the way, in free bets at DraftKings Sportsbook if you just make a $1 bet. Ridiculous. It is a new week, which means we will have a new Spread the Word winner, and I've got some glorious press passes at this point. I mean, I have just racked them up. I've got all kinds of great Army ones, Baltimore Ravens against the Chiefs Monday night. I've got a bunch of Eagles ones that are awesome, Eagles Jags. I've got my Eagles season passes, Eagles Patriots. Very, very cool. All these different press passes. I have Eagles Steelers for Steelers fans. I have that Jets game, Jets Eagles preseason. These are cool. Like if you're looking on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, tell me that isn't awesome. It's got my picture on it. It's hard. It's solid. You guys can get them. Just spread the word via social media at RossTuckerNFL or at RossTuckerPod. I do notice when new people do it. Sponsor confirmation, email winner. I'm just giving away Maddens. No big deal. Who wants a free Madden? Ever heard of it? I'm giving it away. Then we've got the YouTube shout out. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Just make a comment. Just go there. Make a comment. I see people that make comments. I give you a cameo style shout out that people pay for. On the Cameo app, they pay me money to give somebody in their life a shout-out. You get it for free. Who wants the Madden? Take advantage of any sponsor or even just send me a screenshot of putting that awesome PixWise app on your phone. Today's patron shout-out, never seen us rack up the patrons like this. I think people, number one, just want to be on that private Slack channel with other like-minded, awesome listeners at patreon.com/RTmedia, but also they want to see the bets for me and Steve on the Even Money podcast in black and white. Shout out Fleming Peterson. I know he's international. I can't remember, Denmark maybe? Anyway, shout out Fleming. Welcome to the club. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Monday Night Football. The Detroit Lions lose their fifth straight to the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers with four TDs in the win. The final score, Green Bay 35, Detroit 17.
Well, and one thing that happened even before the game, I guess it was maybe over the weekend, Bri, the Packers put Za'Darius Smith on IR. And watching that game last night, boy, that hurts them. I mean, that is no Za'Darius Smith. It's interesting because they have Kenny Clark, they have Rashawn Gary, you know, they have Preston Smith, but none of those guys is as good at getting pressure as Za'Darius Smith. And that was the thing that especially stood out to me, Brian, in the first half. Gosh, I almost never call you Brian. Brian is really time-consuming and annoying. Bri is so much better. Like Bri is like, Bri just flows off the tongue. Brian's like, did you do your homework, Brian? Did you take the trash out yet, Brian?
I know you said Brian. I was looking over the shoulder to see if my parents were there.
What do most people call you, Brian?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that calls you Bri?
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. Gosh. Well, your parents screwed up that one. It should have been Bri, dude. Bri's way better. Anyway, the Lions, Bri, were giving golf all day. I mean, I don't know that I can't remember the last time I saw, in the first half especially, a quarterback have as much time to throw as Jared Goff, and he was awesome. He hit Cephas for a big play, hit Cephas again for a touchdown. He was awesome in the first half. He threw another touchdown. No, they had a couple penalties on the second drive, which stalled them. But then the third drive, he was just bing, bang, boom, all the way down the field again, hitting TJ Hockenson on a rub route for a touchdown. Beautiful catch by Hockenson. Great throw by Goff, who was in rhythm. Meanwhile, on the other side, and it was not looking good for the Packers defense at all. I mean, not at all. The Lions were moving the ball on them at will, unless the Lions had penalties. On the other side, and I thought Peyton and Eli, if you guys watched the alternate version of the game last night, I thought Peyton and Eli did a nice job describing the fact that so often the Packers had those two deep safeties. The Lions had those two deep safeties. And I thought Aaron Rodgers and the Packers did a good job of riding Aaron Jones and the run game for that touchdown answer and really the whole first half. Even though they were down at halftime 17-14, the Packers were staying patient. You know, when there's two deep safeties, they're trying to take away the pass. They're trying to take away the deep pass. They're trying to make you stay patient, keep running the ball, throw short passes, things like that. And that's what Aaron Rodgers did. Aaron Jones obviously had a huge day. Now, in the second half, the Lions got a little bit greedier. They didn't have as much two deep safety. And Rodgers made some great throws. He had back-to-back throws, Bri. One to Devontae Adams down the sideline. Then to Tonyan, who was being covered very closely by my boy Anzalone. Anzalone, from my missing, was all over him. And yet he still was able to go ahead and make a terrific throw and a touchdown to Tonyan. You know, the Lions' second half was, there was a lot of rain. It's like they melted into the rain. They also had issues with the penalties. Rodgers started to get hot and drive the ball down the field a little bit, but it was still Aaron Jones who had four touchdowns, which was really, really impressive. Packers end up getting the big win. And most importantly for our purposes, Bri, since we have a lot of listeners that listen to multiple shows, the over hit. I was even, Bri, for the weekend going into last night's game. I had the over. It hit. So those of you that listen to the Even Money podcast or watch, we record that later in the day on Tuesdays. Bam, baby. We got another week in the black, another winning week, which I love. I also love when I'm away, Bri, coming home and knowing that everything is safe. Nobody was in the house because of our security system. Simply Safe, the system that U.S. News and World Report named Best Home Security System of 2021, just got even better. This brand new wireless outdoor security camera is engineered with all the advanced tech and security features you want and need to help keep you and your family safe. I will tell you guys, it has two-way audio, so you can speak. I'll tell you guys this. I've mentioned a lot over the years that I've had a couple incidents in my life. The second one, thank goodness we had this camera. You need the camera and the audio that goes with it. To learn more about the exciting new Simply Safe wireless outdoor security camera, visit simplysafe.com/Tucker. What's more, I don't ever say that, but that's what it has here. What's more, Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering 20% off your entire new system and your first month of monitoring service free when you enroll in interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Number 32 this week, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I mean, lost by double digits at home to a decent Broncos team, I would say. But it's not good right now in Jacksonville. And by the way, I thought it was really too early and too premature to, like, issue that statement or whatever it is that you would call they did, where they're like, we're not where we need to be right now, but nobody's going to work harder to get this turned around. Like, that sounded like them trying to put the Tebow speech when he was at Florida into written form. It felt a little early to do that. A little early to go ahead and be issuing statements when they're only 0-2, and quite frankly, they're going to lose a lot more games.
Number 31, the Atlanta Falcons.
So I thought at least the Falcons, I mean, at one point that game against the Bucs was what, 28-25, I think? I mean, 28-25 at one point in that game against the Bucs. So the Falcons are not very talented on either side of the ball, but they at least showed some fight, I thought.
Number 30, the New York Jets.
So the Jets, and I mentioned this the other day, the good thing about the Jets is they've been able to play pretty good defense. I'm pretty impressed with their defense so far through 2 weeks. It's been solid. I mean, they only get up 25 points to the Patriots after Wilson threw four picks. 19 points in week one to Carolina, who scored more than that against the Saints. So Saleh so far working his magic on the defense, and, you know, Zach Wilson, just a young quarterback who will get better.
Number 29, the New York Giants.
You know, I guess maybe I'd have them a little bit higher if they had beaten Washington, but they didn't. It's just hard to believe that they could play that well, or Daniel Jones could play that well, Bri, Thursday night, and they still lose the game. It's not a good sign.
Number 28, the Lions.
You know, they are better than people thought they'd be. Think about it. Most people thought the Lions and Texans would be the two worst teams in the NFL. Thus far, I really don't think that that's the case.
27, the Bengals.
Bengals got to win week one against the Vikings. I thought they took a step back last week. You know, their defense played okay, but Burrow throwing the picks, and their offensive line, bro. I mean, their offensive line is still an issue for the Bengals. You know, it's kind of crazy. Think about, like, the Giants and the Bengals, teams like this that have had O-line issues for a couple of years. It's actually remarkable that they still haven't fixed it.
Number 26, the Indianapolis Colts.
So I guess I am disappointed by them. Now, Carson Wentz, evidently, Bri, has not one but two sprained ankles. I mean, at this point, okay, you're probably kidding yourself if you think he's going to be able to stay healthy throughout his career. I mean, just this so far, he's already had a foot surgery. Now he's got two sprained ankles. And the issue is, his style of play, he's just too reckless. You know, I think he's not the most durable guy to start with, and then his style of play is just not conducive to staying healthy.
25, the Houston Texans.
They have been better than I thought, man. And if Tyrod Taylor didn't get hurt they would have been able to hang with the Browns. I've been impressed by them. Now they play Thursday night against the Panthers, but Tyrod's not going to play. He's out, they said, like 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. So that means it's Davis Mills' time. So they might be dropping in the charts. I don't have nearly as much faith in Davis Mills as I do in Tyrod Taylor.
Number 24, the Chicago Bears.
So the Bears' defense was awesome against the Bengals. You know, and it looks like, by the way, Andy Dalton reportedly, and I should have mentioned, by the way, Nico Collins out 3 to 4 weeks for the Texans as well, their rookie receiver that they like with an issue. So they're having some injury issues. But then you've got Andy Dalton. He's got a bone bruise. And I saw where our guy, Dr. Chow, said that he will be out for a couple of weeks at least. And I just don't envision them going back to Andy Dalton after that. You know, after a guy like Fields comes in for a couple of weeks, I just don't understand why you would bring a guy back in like Dalton at that point. I just don't think they will. I think it's probably Fields' time, you know, moving forward.
Where were we? Vikings were 23. So Saints are 22.
Nope. I was just talking about the Bears. So I need to talk about the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings. Way to pay attention, Bri. Do I have to call you Brian? Brian, you're still in class. Please pay attention. So absolutely devastating loss for the Vikings. Frankly, they're unlikely in my mind to make the playoffs now because of those two absolutely brutal losses to start the year. But they actually moved up a couple spots because they showed they're about what I thought, Bri. They're a decent team. They're a solid team. They just, their kicker missed a 35-yard field goal. Otherwise, that would have been a really, really good win for them on the road at Arizona.
All right, now let's talk about the Saints, number 22.
So the Saints, gosh, I dropped them a lot. But that was a really bad loss, and they've got a lot of injuries. And I was very disappointed with how Jameis played. The defense didn't look very good. I just think right now with all of the injury issues for the Saints, I just don't think that they're going to be a great team for until they get some of these guys back healthy.
21, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number 21. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins had no fun because they lost 35-0. So obviously not a great look for their defense to give up 35 points. And then they're saying Tua, his ribs are negative. That just tells me he probably tore some cartilage. Sometimes they say that's worse. Sometimes they say that's more painful. I doubt he plays this week. I think they'll give him a chance to heal.
Number 20, the Washington football team.
You know, they won a game, and I didn't move them at all. They're still right at number 20, which is where they were. And frankly, that's because I don't feel any differently about them. I'm a little disappointed by their defense so far this year. Heinicke did some good things Thursday night against the Giants defense. I'll give Heinicke some credit and the offense, but defense not as good as I thought it would be.
19, the Tennessee Titans.
Really impressive. Gutsy win by Vrabel squad. I mean, Lawan gets hurt in pregame warmups. Saffold gets hurt, and you still win in Seattle. It's a really bad loss for the Seahawks and a really critical win for the Titans trying to win that division. I still think they're the best team in the division, even if I don't think they're that great. And to get a win like that is huge.
Number 18, the New England Patriots.
You know, I didn't move them up either, Bri. I feel about the same way I did week one. They've got a pretty solid defense. I kind of like Mac Jones. I think they're an 8 or 9 win team. You know, maybe you can nitpick and they could be a couple spots higher here. And I think that'd be fair. But everybody in this range, everybody from about 21 to, I don't know, 11, 10. They all feel like 8 or 9 win teams to me. And the Patriots are no different.
Number 17, the Philadelphia Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! So that was a bad loss for them. I thought they dominated at least the first half. Dominated. They should have been up by 2 scores, maybe 3 scores, but they didn't get it done. And so it's a loss, and they lose Brandon Graham for the season. Brandon Brooks looks like he'll go on IR, but he should be able to be back later in the year, according to Nick Sirianni. That's good news. And then Zach Ertz just went on the COVID list yesterday, which is not good. So they've got some bad things happening. It's a gigantic game Monday night for them against the Cowboys.
Number 16, the Cowboys.
Very, very what appear to be evenly matched teams. Can't wait for that game Monday night. Really curious to watch it unfold. Just can't say enough about the Cowboys with the issues they had last week with Gallup and Collins and Lawrence. To still get that win on the road in L.A. speaks extremely well of the Dallas Cowboys. And a lot of it was my guy, Micah Parsons, extremely impressive.
Number 15, the Los Angeles Chargers.
So, yes, they lost the Cowboys. No, I didn't move them down. I thought there was some questionable officiating, and I feel like when the Chargers, if the Chargers played the Cowboys right now 7 times in my backyard, that the Chargers would win more of them. Because, by the way, there's no home field advantage out there. There was more Cowboys fans.
Where, in your backyard?
No, in L.A.
Oh, gotcha. All right, 14, the Steelers.
So, Steelers dropped a decent amount, you know, mainly because they've got some issues now. You know, the offense through 2 games has been disappointing, and the defense has a bunch of injuries that they have to overcome. They say T.J. Watt's injury isn't serious, but, I mean, he didn't come back in the game, and those groin injuries can linger.
Number 13, the Seattle Seahawks.
Linger. Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Do you know, is that song, Bri?
Cranberries.
Nice! Dude, I never know the names of songs or groups. Like, I don't even know the name of the song. You know the name of the song?
That would be Linger.
Okay. That would have been my guess. But for some reason, do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? That was why did I just say that? Oh, because the groin injury can linger. Man, it's unbelievable how much value people get out of this show. Like, they're just trying to work out or on their commute, learn a little bit about football, and just the amount of knowledge we drop on them. Seahawks, brutal loss. The offense is playing well. They got some big chunk plays. The Titans dropped the coverage to still lose that game. I thought the defense for the Seahawks was a real disappointment, especially after how well they seemingly had played against the Colts.
Number 12, the Green Bay Packers.
Packers, nice bounce back win against the Lions last night, especially in the second half. Still have some concerns about that defense in particular.
Number 11, the Carolina Panthers.
So I'm kind of excited about the Panthers, Bri. You know, Darnold's playing well. They've got good receivers. McCaffrey's a machine. And that front seven, you know, that front seven on defense is playing really, really well. Now, I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit on them being a top 10 team. I know they're 2-0, but I'm not quite willing to go that far yet. I have them number 11, but they are pretty good, man. You know, Matt Rhule, he's done this everywhere he's been, but I'll still pump the Duralast Elite brake pads available exclusively at AutoZone a little bit, Bri. Did you get that? Did you see that? Duralast, proven tough. They're 3 times longer is how much they last than a typical Duralast pad. Look, if you last 3 times longer than a Duralast pad, which is like the whole name of the company is we last a while. We're Duralast. That is good news. You know what's cool, by the way? They've got this copper-free ceramic. In other words, they're eco-friendly. So you're getting high-end brake performance, which we all want, with low-end environmental impact. Pretty cool. And since AutoZone has over 6,000 locations nationwide and more ways to shop online and in the store, you'll have no problem picking up a set when you need it most. The future of stopping, it starts with Duralast Elite Brake Pads, only at AutoZone.
All right, next up, number 10, the Arizona Cardinals.
So I didn't move them one way or the other. Kyler Murray is electric. I thought the defense took a step back, and they've got some issues on the back end, man. I mean, the Vikings tore them up pretty good, I thought, which is one reason why I just – Cardinals are going to have to battle all year. That gives them a much better chance, by the way, to go ahead and actually make the playoffs now that they got that win over the Vikings. That was critical.
Number nine, the 49ers.
So the 49ers were not great for a lot of that game against the Eagles, but I'm impressed with their defense. You know, they bent, they gave up some big plays, but they stiffened. They only gave 11 points to the Eagles. They stiffened in the red zone on the road. They got a bunch of running back injuries. I mean, literally, they already had the injury to Mostert, and then this last game, Jamichael Hasty, Trey Sermon, Elijah Mitchell, they all got hurt. They all got hurt. So now they're really, you know, scrapping, bringing in every guy that you can think of to work out because they need bodies.
Number eight, the Denver Broncos.
Very impressive start for the Broncos. Very impressive start for Teddy Bridgewater. I think I saw a stat where nobody has thrown the ball downfield more than Teddy so far, which is not his MO.
Number seven, the Baltimore Ravens.
Gigantic win, clearly, over the Chiefs Sunday night. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that RTFP postgame from the Ravens booth, broadcast booth. You know, they still have some issues. The health is catching up to them a little bit, and their defense has not been as dominant as I thought they would be, but that's still a good football team there.
Number six, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Moved them up quite a bit, Bri. You know, I thought, okay, they won in overtime against the Ravens. The Ravens came with some zero blitzes, and the Raiders, you know, dropped some bombs in there and won the game. No. Now, after a Monday night win, you go to Pittsburgh and you win somewhat convincingly in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Now I'm bought in on the Raiders as a top 10 team. At least for right now, they have earned it with those two big wins over AFC North good teams.
Number five, the Buffalo Bills.
Moving them back up, Bri. They are who we thought they were. How does it go? Hey, Bills, make you want to shout. Raise your hands up and shout. Scream your lungs out and shout. Na, 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 and shout. Hey. Bills looking good.
Number four, the Rams.
Boy, I just realized on YouTube, youtube.com/Ross.NFL, I probably look real awkward there. Rams, nice 2-0 start to the season. Pretty convincing wins both times. They let the Colts come back, but then they put the foot back on the gas pedal. Rams have a good team.
Number three, the Browns.
But the Browns have a loss, Ross. And there's 2-0 teams you have them ahead of. Don't care. Browns are good. Both sides of the ball. And they're going to be in this thing all year.
Number two, Kansas City Chiefs.
But they lost Sunday night, Ross. Don't care. If the Chiefs played any of the other teams in my backyard seven times, I still think Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid and Tyreek Hill win four of them. Don't care.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
Number one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know, Bri, we've had that forever. I don't know that it really gets anybody incredibly annoyed. I think most people probably understand why the Bucks are number one in my power rankings. Probably doesn't bother them that much. Tom Brady's playing at a ridiculously high level, which is ridiculous. The defense hasn't been quite where I thought it would be, but it hasn't mattered because of how well the offense is playing. Shoutouts. These are our, I think we're done here, members of patreon.com/RTMedia. Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.